Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. One of the great cultural assets in our community is the Museum of Texas Tech University. This fall, they have a number of exhibits and activities that you will want to see and participate in. We'll have all the details on today's show. Stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the Museum of Texas Tech University, and our special guest on today's program is Laura Ray, who is the Communications and Marketing Director here at the museum. Laura, thank you for inviting us over and
thank
letting
so
us be in your museum.
Yes, thank you so much.
This is one of the great cultural assets here in our community and at the university.
Absolutely.
And I know that you have many wonderful things that are taking place this fall and into next year.
Sure.
Help us understand and pique our interest in everything that's going to happen.
Well, perfect. Well, right now where we're standing is from our art curator, and this is an exhibit that just opened. This is an exhibit that came from the Blanton Museum of Art from the University of Texas at Austin. There was actually it was a gift from them. They had a work of 28, or they had a collection of 28, and that they decided to gift us. And so this is a display of 10 works that we have here.
Great. Now, there's a lot of things to unpack about just that. How do museums share material? That's something that I don't think anybody would even know how to do.
Well, I believe it's honestly a collaboration between two museums or from an individual who's wanting to give out. It's truly a collaboration in talking about what is going to be best for the museum. So in this instance, the Blanton Museum, it felt that these particular group of 28 would be served better here, since our museum focuses around, you know, agriculture and rural and that sort of thing. It just felt like they would be better fit here.
Right.
And so we were able to have those gifted to us. So in any situation, that was this particular situation, but in any situation, it's really a collaboration.
Right, right. Well, this is wonderful. How long will this be on display?
This one will be on display through January 19th.
Okay. And for people who are interested in coming to the museum to see these, what do they need to do besides just come?
Well, that's honestly just it. They just need to come. Then whenever they come in at the front desk, they're able to get a map that shows where each exhibit is. And then if they flip it over, you can actually see what exhibits are actually on display. So they can see what they can actually pick out and look at today. Mm-hmm. So that would be the best bet, is just to make sure you check in with that kiosk.
Right. Well, tell us more.
All right, well then we have another one that also just opened the week before last, and that one is called Not So Lone Star, A Gathering of Texas Makers. And this one's very interesting. It is actually a gathering of Texas metalwork and jewelry makers. And so this display, or this collection, has to do with jewelry and the metal smithing. It's just down here in this gallery, in Gallery 6. And there's actually going to be a symposium attached to this that will be on October 12th here at the museum that the public is invited to attend.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. And for people who want more information about things like the symposium or about these, museum.ttu.edu probably is the place.
That's correct. That is the best place to go and to get additional information on any exhibits and to make your kind of plan before you get here if you're wanting to do that.
Right.
Yes.
Great. And how long does that particular exhibit, how long does it run?
That exhibit will be open through December 8th.
Okay. So people have some time.
Yes.
Well, I just love going through all these nooks and crannies in the museum.
It really is great. And then we do have some additional exhibits that we have coming up. One of them is going to be Frozen in Time. And that is actually being done by our genetic resources collection. But that's going to be a real treat because the genetics resources collection rarely does an actual exhibit. And so this is going to be something that you want to be sure to come see since it's not something that they do very often.
Right.
It's really going to highlight the value of these genetic resources collections and the scientific discovery, education, and society.
Wow. That's great. It's amazing to me that there's so much that has to go into the preparation for these exhibits. I mean, you have
Absolutely.
A fully functioning lab and
Absolutely.
Restoration, you know, all these kinds of things. People, I mean, you talked about genetics and all these kinds of things. Wow, it's amazing.
Yes, and there's so much to this museum. I mean, it's a treasure that we have this NSRL over there. I mean, they're doing research and they have all kinds of materials that are used across the world. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that we have those kind of things that we can share, and then that we're able to, and then now we have the treat to be able to display them as well. So,
right.
With the Frozen in Time exhibit, that is actually coinciding with an event that we're having on October 22nd. And this is going to be it's threefold. There was a curator in the genetics resources collection who was very instrumental in building that collection, and he worked in it for 30 plus years, I believe, and he had recently passed away. And so we are having an event to rename the genetics resources collection in his name. So it's Robert Baker.
All right.
And so we're doing that, and then they're also creating a volume, which is, I believe it's a collection of his research pieces and research that other researchers worked on with him. So they've made that into a volume that will be released at this event, and we'll also have a book signing. And then finally, we will be receiving our 150,000th mammal specimen.
Oh my.
Yes.
When is that?
That's all going to be on October 22nd. It's all three at that event.
All at the same time.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Keeping it very busy.
That will be a big day for the museum.
Yes. Yeah. It's a very big day for the museum. So we're very excited to celebrate the life of Robert Baker and then how we continue to move forward.
Right, exactly.
And then finally, we do have one more exhibit that's coming to us, and that's Narratives of Modern Genocide. That one will be coming to us October 29th, and that one will feature 14 survivors of modern genocide, which took place in Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, Darfur.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that will be a very interesting, kind of a different kind of exhibit that we'll be having.
Does that run later in the fall and into the winter?
Yes, that's going to open late October, October 29th, and that has a somewhat of a short run. It'll be through February of 2020.
All right. Well, as we've been talking, we've sort of made our way into the permanent gallery here at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
You have many, many wonderful things. These just stay sort of on static display just more or less all the time?
Well, we do have about 8 permanent displays those are pretty much set. There will be occasional updates and things that we do to it, specifically our biodiversity exhibit, which is over towards the front of the museum. That's one of our permanent galleries, and that one is getting updated.
Okay.
As research and time evolves, you know, there's more information to include. There's different things to include, so we'd like to do those updates every once in a while. So biodiversity was due for a change, an update.
An update, right.
So that will open into this year,
into
2019.
Well, for people who haven't been to the museum in a while, they should certainly come. This is wonderful.
This is a great
asset for our community, for cultural
asset.
It really
is a treasure.
Educational asset. This is just wonderful. And the events that you have outlined here, all of them individually, just sound terrific.
Yes.
And so this will be very good.
You know, we have exhibits opening, but then there are also lots of other things happening at the museum. We do have events. We have Museum by Night, which is coming up on October 17th. Then we'll have our El Dia de los Muertos event. And then we will also have a holiday party.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's coming up this year.
Right. And the planetarium. runs continuously as well. Yeah.
Yes, yes. That's where it's great to make sure you look on our website for the times. The times do kind of change depending on the time of year. Summer, you know, we're able to open up more hours.
And as we're making our way down through the main hall, I see you have part of the Remnant Trust here,
yes.
The Writings of Thomas Paine,
yes,
which everyone should see.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. The Remnant Trust is part of a partnership between the museum and this Remnant Trust, and so we're able to change that out quarterly. And up right now is the Select Writings
is,
of
Thomas Paine.
Yes.
Right. Wonderful. Well, what a thing to see and to have right here in Lubbock, Texas. We are at the Museum of Texas Tech University, and for more information on all of the exhibits that we've talked about today, you can go to museum.ttu.edu. Laura Ray, thank you very much for taking the time to share the museum with us today,
yes,
and for helping our listeners know what's going on. We appreciate it.
Of course, thank you. We appreciate having you here.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.